Sam Mitchell said it's pissed him off. Sorry, I'm sorry to use that word. We got that. Let's have a listen to this.
Sam, have you suggested you want to be Hawthorn coach next year and would prefer Alistair Clarkson not be at the Hawks?
Absolutely not. But I kind of get a bit pissed off with people saying that. The fact that people would say that I'm trying to push him out is disrespectful to both of us. The only people that are saying it's not going to work out like that are people with a genuine lack of knowledge who say they're speaking to people at the club. But every piece of evidence says the contrary.
So is it disrespectful to have a four-time premiership great, like a great, say one thing so definitively, and then to have the bloke who's taking over to be as strong as he was yesterday, is it disrespectful for anyone or a journo then turn around and say, well, that's not true?
No, because it's not disrespectful, because a journalist will have information, which is what they do. They gather information, they talk to people.
So then
and then they present those stories. Now,
are they lying then? They're being called liars.
Well, they may or they may – no, they would not – I don't think they would deliberately lie and put out a story there that they had no substance whatsoever. But they are talking to people, right? Obviously, if we gather information, you gather information, I gather information, we both say we were talking to someone.
No, I understand that.
Now, maybe that person that they spoke to isn't at the absolute pointy end.
Yeah, I know. I get that. And this is not about – let's take the names out of it and all that. So I understand how the media works and how the journalists work and chase stories. All you can do is put it to the two people who are directly being accused, or the accusation is this. And could they be more defiant and more categoric?
No, they couldn't have been.
Right.
No, they couldn't have been.
That's all I'm saying.
No, they couldn't have been. But having said all that, we know, having been around football for a long time, that people at times
create
a narrative,
yeah,
and ultimately you are responsible to your club, and the narrative is that, you know, this is what we want the narrative to be as a football club. We want to put this to bed as best we possibly can. I'm not saying anyone in this is lying.
No. Does the credibility of journalists and or organisations, is that fairly and squarely on the line here?
Yeah, well, information about a story, the credibility about that story is on the line, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I don't care whether journos get stuff right right or wrong. And we all get stuff wrong. It's the defiant – when you go as definitively as, I can tell you right now that Mitchell will be coach of Hawthorn next year, that. There's an arrogance about that.
No. There's a belief in the information that person has to be. Not an arrogance.
Yeah,
not an arrogance, because
in
if you're
telling. Of what Sam Mitchell is saying.
No, not arrogance. You're saying that you are backing your information. Now, that's not being arrogant. That's just being somebody who believes that they are totally and utterly connected to a decision maker.
On the
here,
back of the coach and then, saying he's going to be there, and the incumbent saying he's happy for it to work that way. No, defiantly and definitively and uncategorically.
But if you go with information, you go with information, and you believe that to be true.
Yeah.
So he's standing by his story. That's what he's doing. He's standing by his story. He still believes. He still believes, as we played there, he still believes that Alistair Clarkson will not be at Hawthorn next year.
I accept all what you're saying.
Well, I don't think you do.
No, I do, because then all I'm saying now is it is a credibility race here. That's where we're going.
Well, somebody's going to.
One or the other is going to be losing a lot of it.
Somebody's going to be right and somebody's going to be wrong.
Yeah. No, in a big, big way.
That's right. But journalists do get. Despite what they might
career
say, despite what people say.
Career defining or not?
No, it's not career defining.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But it is something that you have to wear as a mark against your name if you get something like that as wrong,
as
it might be.
Yep.
But let's wait and see. He may be 100% correct.
Possibly. Yeah, no, that's true. That is true. It won't be left alone, that's for sure.
It'll be revisited. Yes, it will be revisited at some stage.
Yeah.